Going to get a little bit more in-depth on the subject. We have joining us live on the KCBS Newsline, University of Baltimore Professor of Law Robert Land, who's a director of the American Antitrust Institute, a nonprofit think tank on the subject. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. What are the legal standards that the government is using in its suit?
Thanks very much for having me. The government has to show that there's a substantial chance that competition will go down on account of the merger. Not a certainty, it's not a criminal standard, not beyond a reasonable doubt, but that there's a substantial chance that competition is going to go down.
How successful do you think this suit will be?
I think the government's going to win. I actually have very little doubt that the government is going to win. The evidence is pretty damning. Even the CEO of one of the merging parties has pretty much admitted if they're allowed to merge, fares are going to go up and there's going to be more charges for things like baggage. They're going to have a very difficult time to overcome these statements by their own corporate executives.
So when you look back, let's say, in the recent past, last 5 years or so, how successful has the government been overall in pursuing these antitrust cases?
They've been pretty successful. And the new head of the antitrust division, Bill Baer, is one of the best antitrust lawyers on the planet. He's a very careful, very savvy guy. He wouldn't file a suit unless he thought he had an excellent chance of a victory. There have been so many consolidations in the airline industry over the last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, that at some point the government has to say, enough, it's too concentrated. There are too many monopolies and near-monopoly situations. We just have to put a stop to it.
Now, you had said just a few moments ago that you believe that the government's going to be very successful, not for at least part because one of the CEOs has said that airfares are going to go up, baggage fees are going to go up. For the last 5 years or so, the airline industry has been arguing that all of these fees and fares are going up because of high fuel prices, because the industry has been losing money for many, many years prior to these fares going up. What kinds of arguments do you think might at least be remotely successful in terms of the industry fighting this suit?
Boy, that's a really good question. They're going to have to bring in a lot of really good lawyers and economists and try to explain away their own high executive statements. They're going to have to say, in effect, our president doesn't know what he's talking about. Our CEO doesn't know what he's talking about. When he told an industry trade association, if we're allowed to merge, we'll be able to put more and more baggage charges, more higher fares, he didn't really know what he was talking about. Now, maybe they can convince a judge of that, but it's a very difficult task.
You mentioned there have been a lot of airline consolidations over the past 5 years. They obviously went forward. Is there something that's very particular with this proposed consolidation that makes it more objectionable to the government?
When you go from 6 to 5 and then 5 to 4, and I mean, at some point, it just gets more and more concentrated. These two airlines are head-to-head competitors on literally 1,000 city pairs around the country. And in many of these routes, they together would be a monopoly. They compete with each other. They're the only two airlines competing on many of these city pair routes. So if you let them merge, common sense says that service is going to go down and prices are going to go up. It's going to be very hard for them to overcome this.
All right. We thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. Robert Land is a University of Baltimore professor of law and director of the American Antitrust Institute.